The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $130,000 to help stem an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in the Republic of Congo, which already has infected 95 people and killed 72 of them. The International Red Cross says preventive measures and public information are urgently needed to stop the highly contagious Ebola virus from spreading. The agency says people in the communities which have been struck by the Ebola epidemic are terrified. It says they mainly are ignorant of the causes of the disease and rely on traditional beliefs to explain what to them is unexplainable. Red Cross senior epidemiologist Bernard Mourinière says local superstitions and rumors are creating hostility against Congolese and international medical workers and are hindering efforts to control the disease.
In this context of death, despair, and fear, all kinds of tensions can happen, and often all these rumors build up as a result of ignorance, miscommunication in this context of fear. That's why the bridge that the Red Cross volunteers provide is very important in reaching out to the community.
Dr. Mourinière says part of the money the Red Cross is requesting will be used to help the Congo Red Cross communicate the right messages to the people. The outbreak is concentrated in the Congo's remote forest districts of Itumbi, Mbomo, and Kele near the border with Gabon. This is the same area which was hit by an Ebola epidemic last year. Dr. Mourinière notes about 50,000 people live in these districts. He says 100 volunteers will be going from village to village to meet all the affected people. He says the volunteers are natives of the region and will be able to reach out to the population in a way which is acceptable to them.
They are members of these families and of these villages, so they know the beliefs and the fears. They know the language, of course, and they know the families and the people themselves. They are part of them. And that's the best possible link for the outbreak control team who are coming from the outside.
Ebola is a highly contagious disease. It is spread through blood and body fluids. There is no cure. Between 50 and 90% of its victims die. The best way to halt its spread is through prevention, prompt detection, and isolation of suspected cases. Dr. Mourinière says to prevent the spread of the disease, household items such as bedding and cooking utensils are destroyed when a suspected case of Ebola is discovered. He says some of the money from the Red Cross appeal will go to replace these items for the affected families. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.